Here comes the sun, everyone. It is time for Everything Under the Sun. This is your host, James Steinler, along with my co-host, Jeannie Soldern. How are you today, Jeannie?
I'm doing great. How are you, James?
Doing fantastic. Thanks again for joining me.
No problem.
All right, and we have Andrew Romanoff on the line. And Andrew Romanoff is the executive director of Family Visitor Program. And Jeannie wrote an article about that this week, which can be found in this week's issue on page number 15. So Andrew should be on the line, so we'll tap him in here momentarily. Thanks again for organizing this, Jeannie.
No problem.
Okay, Andrew, are you there?
I am, James. Thank you. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Andrew. We so appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. Although, I have to tell Jeannie, I was holding out for page 13 or 14. I don't know how I feel about page 15.
Oh, goodness. Oh. And what, just because you want to be a page ahead?
No,
or?
I'm just teasing. Okay. I really appreciated the article, and I'm glad that more folks can learn about our program.
Yeah. Did you see that we also have, in the same issue, we also ran it in Spanish?
Ah, bueno. Podemos discutirlo en español también.
Oh, bueno. ¿Y hablas español?
Sí. Estamos, de hecho, tratando de conseguir más visitantes que hablan español. We're trying to find more bilingual visitors for our programs because so many of our clients speak Spanish, and we want to make sure we have a staff, a team, a board included, who reflect the community we serve.
Absolutely. So just to start off, can you tell us a little bit about the Family Visitors Program?
Sure. So Family Visitor Programs was started back in 1983. The agency was run for most of the time since then by a woman I just succeeded named Sandy Swanson. It's a free program. You can learn more details at familyvisitor.org. But if you are expecting kids or have a baby, you can sign up for a visit from a nurse or another trained expert to guide you along the path from pregnancy to preschool. Babies don't come with instructions, as our logo has it, so everybody would benefit, and everybody's welcome to take advantage of these free services. We provide guidance on prenatal care, on breastfeeding, on nutrition and development. The programs we run have been evidence-based and benefited from decades of research to show a real demonstrated result in improvements in child health and well-being, the health and well-being of the parents as well, and a reduction in the risk of child abuse and neglect.
So, Andrew, I have a question for you about, so you're fairly new to the position. You came in May.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about kind of what your background is. I know what it is, but yeah.
Yeah. So, as you know, I served in the state legislature for 8 years. I was the Speaker of the House for half that time. I got term limited out. I spent the last 4 years as a president and CEO of an organization called Mental Health Colorado, which is the state's leading advocacy group for the prevention and treatment of mental health and substance use disorders. And I'll tell you, just to tether these experiences, one of the things I learned in the legislature and in Mental Health Colorado, and obviously one of the key premises behind family visitor programs, is that early intervention, early prevention and early intervention are crucial. The best way to improve outcomes is not to wait. You certainly see that in the mental health space. I think, Jeannie, as you and I talked about, if you wait for somebody with a mental health disorder to end up in an emergency room or a prison cell or, God forbid, a cemetery, you waited too long.
Right.
And when it comes to child development, it turns out the research shows, and I think most parents and certainly the health professionals that we employ understand, that the first 1,000 days of life, or really the period between pregnancy and age 2 or 3, are just critical.
Mm. And I know you had told me when I interviewed you, and I did put it in the story, that you would like to see a mental health component added to the program.
I would, and it's something our visitors have picked up on and our clients have expressed an interest in. In fact, I'm looking now at the results of the survey. We sent out a survey to the clients we serve asking how we're doing, because we want to make sure we're continuing to gauge customer satisfaction. And those results were very encouraging. People, I think, unanimously said they would recommend our services, which, again, are free and can be found at familyvisitor.org, that they would recommend those services to another family. And we also asked them what other sorts of programs or services we might be able to offer, and we gave them a menu of choices and an open-ended answer at the end. And I think, I'm just literally checking these live results, I think the number one request by a long shot was mental health support. About more than 70% of the respondents said they would like us to add that component. A number also said, more than half said they would like parenting classes, and a number said they would like parent support groups. So I think there's plenty for us to do. And we've been talking a lot as a team about how to go deeper, how to make sure we're providing comprehensive services to the best of our ability to the clients we serve, and how to go broader, how to serve more of the families in the region between Aspen and Parachute.
Right. So you cover quite, Aspen to Parachute, you cover quite a large territory. And can you just go into, tell us kind of an overview of the services you do provide? Because I know you have different programs.
Sure. So you're right. We cover Garfield County, Pickens County, and Western Eagle County. And nobody is turned away. So, again, if you are a new or expectant parent, you can go to familyvisitor.org. Most of our referrals end up coming from healthcare providers. And you'll see on the website a menu of options. One program, which is part of a national model called Nurse Family Partnership, is restricted to low-income, non-college-educated, first-time moms. It's based on a series of randomized controlled studies that show really a tremendous return on the investment in those at-risk families. But other programs like Healthy Families America, Partners for Healthy Baby, Bright by Three, which is becoming a program called Bright by Text. Those programs are not restricted in that fashion. And you and I talked a little bit, Jeannie, about the possibility that we might add this program called Bright by Text. Right now, our programs, as our name reflects, are all home visiting programs. We've been doing that virtually until vaccinations made it possible for us to resume some in-person visits. Bright by Text is much less intensive. It's, a national program. Happens to be headquartered in Colorado, like Nurse Family Partnership, but it allows parents to sign up for regular texts around child development advice and supplemented, as we hope it will be, by access to local resources. So the idea is we would become a Bright by Text partner. The parents who sign up, again, for free in English or in Spanish, would get tips to guide them around pregnancy and child development in the earliest years of life. And then we would also supply them with some news and information about local resources in this region.
I know one of the things I did also interview your program manager, Gretchen Brogdon, and I know she oversees two of your programs. And she was able to get me, which I really appreciated, she was able to get me connected with Brenda Snyder, who is one of the moms. Brenda has two small children. And she was able to get me connected so that I could interview her. And which was really, when you can interview somebody who has actually benefited from the services, that is a great endorsement. And she spoke so highly of the program. So have you had the chance to meet the people who, meet some of the moms yourself?
Well, sure, I have. In fact, I've sat in on visits in English and in Spanish. I don't have the experience or training that our visitors have, so I'm very grateful to the team that's doing this hard work every day. And it is hard work. I mean, families are facing a lot of struggles, and it's one of the reasons that we try to and are required, in fact, by the program models to keep caseloads low so that visitors can develop trusting relationships with the clients they serve. But I have found similar comments to the ones that you just mentioned from our clients. And again, I'm looking at some of these survey responses is really both heartwarming and a good reminder of why what we do is so important. One of our clients says, life as a sole parent with a lot of drama from the ex, work life and COVID has made me extremely difficult to maintain appointments. I'm very grateful for my nurse visitor. She's always been there for me, even at nights or during the weekend. I'm always worried about the smallest things. She's always there She's been the best support system since my pregnancy. I can talk to her about whatever. So I'm glad that our clients feel comfortable trusting some of their challenges to our visitors, and I'm certainly glad that our visitors are trained to guide them.
Yeah. I mean, and I think the thing that I found overwhelmingly by talking to you and Gretchen and Brenda was you don't have to feel like you're alone, because I think I had shared with you, and I know I shared it with Brenda too, that I had been a single parent myself, and that you can feel many times when you don't have a support system, you can feel like you're doing things wrong. And this program has supports in place to just, you know, help make you feel more confident in the decisions that you're making, the choices that you're making. So I was quite impressed with what everyone had to say about the program.
Yeah, I reflect on my own mother's experience. It's too late for her to get a visitor because my sister and I don't think are age eligible.
No.
But she was a single mom for much of her childhood, and I think the lesson is worth emphasizing. One of our clients says, I'm usually shy or embarrassed to ask for help, but my visitors made me feel comfortable and that I'm in a safe space to seek help if need be. So, I mean, the message I'm trying to communicate, and I think our visitors are doing a terrific job of this, is like, there's no shame in asking for support, and everybody would benefit, and it's free.
Right. Mm-hmm. And could you, you know, also the documentation status? You don't.
Right. We don't discriminate on that basis either.
Okay.
In fact, as I mentioned earlier, with respect to language, if you go to the website, you can find at familyvisitor.org, you can find Spanish pages, and if you speak a language other than English or Spanish, we also have interpreter services for those languages as well. In fact, I'll just tell you, we're going to celebrate. I'll give her a little shout out to Lo Merritt, who has just completed her. I think she's telling us today her final visit after 18 years. We're going to celebrate her. I should announce this on the radio, but we'll be honoring her in the very near future. Because she has done such a terrific job of serving so many families. In fact, she said to us in an email just before we got on the air, her clients have come from Indonesia, Vietnam, Spain, Uruguay, Argentina, Mexico, China, Japan, Poland, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Korea, Philippines, Denmark, Sweden, the Netherlands, Iran, England, Kenya, South Africa, and Moldavia.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's her name again?
Her name is Lo, L-O. Her full name is Lori Merritt, M-A-R-E-T.
Okay,
maybe you could interview her at some point in one of those languages.
Yeah,
I don't think she speaks them all.
A shout out to her for sure. Dedicated. Yeah, it sounds like dedicated staff for sure.
Mm-hmm.
3,700 visits on her watch.
Oh my
432
goodness.
432 clients. That's a lot of babies in a lot of time.
So many babies, and I also noticed in the article that Gretchen had informed Jeannie that there's about 900 to 1,000 babies born each year in your service area.
Right.
Are there any capacity concerns in terms of how many people or how many mothers you could serve?
Yeah, that's a great question, James. And I would love to be able to hire enough staff to serve all of those babies, or at least all the expected families or new parents who sign up for our services. There are some limits. Obviously, resources are one of them. People mm-hmm. can chip in and help us hire more visitors. If you go to familyvisitor.org, you'll find a donate page. I'd be a bad executive director if I didn't put in that pitch.
We appreciate it.
And obviously, the labor market is tight, right? So there's some vacancies on the staff right now that we're eager to fill. If you're a nurse, you can find a job with us. If you're not a nurse but want to be trained as a home visitor, we provide the training. Terrific if you can speak Spanish, not required. You can find the job listing at familyvisitor.org.
May I ask, is it required that you speak English, or could you be a could you only speak Spanish and still be a visitor potentially?
You could only speak Spanish and be a visitor.
Very cool. Are a lot of the folks that you're serving at this point, are they monolingual Spanish speakers?
Yes, we have a number of clients in that capacity. I speak Spanish, but I'm not a visitor. And I'm really determined to increase the ranks of Spanish-speaking visitors on our team. So we are paying more to value that skill. I don't know how to emphasize this enough. You're right, James, there are more than 900 babies born in this region between Aspen and Parachutes each year. We end up served about 300 families last year, so there's plenty of room for growth on our part. We're limited just by the resources and the labor market. But I think the demand is there. The evidence is powerful. The benefits are real. The service is free. So if we can find the money and hire the staff, we'll serve more clients, and more kids will be able to live happier and healthier lives.
That's so wonderful. And there's no financial eligibility requirement?
No, thanks for letting me repeat this point.
I appreciate it.
No, so for the Nurse Family Partnership Program, there are some income limitations because we try to serve folks who are making under 200% of the federal poverty line. But the other programs are not restricted in that fashion. So you can get this help for free regardless of your income.
Fantastic. And where did you pick up your Spanish?
In Central America. After I finished college, I moved to Costa Rica and Nicaragua to teach English. I think I probably learned more than I taught.
That's fantastic. Sorry?
No, por eso a veces mis amigos me dicen que tengo acento pico, Nica. I'm told I have like a Central American accent because that's where I learned my.
Sí, tienes un acento fantástico. Yo acuerdo.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, just for our listeners who are just tuning in, we are speaking with Executive Director of the Family Visitors Program, Andrew Romanoff. Thank you again, Andrew, for being with us today. We have a couple minutes left before we move on to our next segment. Do you have anything pressing you would like to add?
I will make a pitch. If folks, I mentioned this in our in our interview. So we've been surveying our clients to understand what they need. But what we haven't done yet, at least on my watch, is survey the families that are not in our orbit. So in other words, there are 300 families. We're intent on providing them the best possible service we can because they are our clients. But there are several hundred other families, if not more, who we haven't signed up. And we'd like to know why and what they might like from us. And we're going to end up with some community assessment tool to get at that unserved clientele. But if folks have ideas or suggestions or needs that we're not meeting or feedback on the program, certainly happy to hear from former clients as well. I'll make the mistake of handing out my own email address on the radio. You can remind me this was my doing later. But people can email me at aromanoff@familyvisitor.org, aromanoff@familyvisitor.org.
That is so kind of it. And you heard it, listeners. You could talk to the executive director himself, and he will help set you up with services as new mothers and new parents. I know of at least one new expecting parent who may have to give you an email, Andrew.
Is that a relative of yours?
It is, yes. My sister-in-law is expecting in February.
Got it. Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Yes, it's official now. I will let her know. Thank you so much. She'll be so pleased to hear that.
You announced that on the air?
Yeah, it's official now. Okay, well, thank you so much, Andrew, again, for visiting. Jeannie, did you have any final questions?
Yeah, no, just that I think the thing that came through pretty loud and clear when I did the interviews is that, you know, no one should feel ashamed that, because like your tagline says, you know, because babies don't come with care instructions. So being a new parent, it doesn't matter if it's your first or second or whatever, because sometimes kids can be really different from one another. So just having a support system to help you along the way, because parenting is a stressful occupation. So
I'm going to call my mom after the show and thank her again for raising my twin sister and me. Especially my twin sister. She was the much higher, more high maintenance baby.
That's so great.
And James is a twin, too.
I'm a twin as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
Twin brother or sister?
Twin brother.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many folks ask my sister and me if we're identical. We need a little biology lesson.
Yeah, that's so funny. Well, I get the same question, and my brother and I are fraternal.
Who's older? That's a key question in the 21.
I know. I've asked that a lot. I am older by 2 minutes. How about you?
My sister is 7 minutes older, which she tells people were the best 7 minutes of her life.
That is hilarious. Well, you come from a family with a sense of humor, it sounds like.
Yeah, we got a lot of material to work with.
That's so great, Andrew. Well, again, for our listeners, this has been Andrew Romanoff, Executive Director of Family Visitor Program, which serves new mothers who just need that extra assistance from Aspen to Parachute. More information is at familyvisitor.org. Thank you again, Andrew, so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you both. Good to talk to you.
All right.
Great talk
Take
to you.
Take care.
We'll look out for you and your twin sister out there. All right, take care. Thank you, Andrew.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're going to get Ken Pletcher now on the line. Ken Pletcher is our freelance journalist who has been spending time and does spend time annually, typically, in Michigan. So listen to Ken's actually personally produced theme song for Everything Under the Sun while we get him on the line. Thank you, listeners. Okay, Ken Pletcher, do we have you on the line?
You do indeed.
Yahoo! Hello, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Just waiting for the next rainstorm here.
Oh, yeah, has it been raining a lot out there in Michigan?
It has been, yeah. Huh. We've got some nice dry days, too, but a lot of rain.
Okay. Well, and we're listening to the theme song that you recorded in the background. Thank you again so much.
Yeah, I love that theme song.
It's the best. I'm just going to leave it going for a little bit. We're all very familiar with each other. For you listeners, we have on the line Ken Pletcher, who is a freelance journalist for the Sopra Sun. Jeannie, Ken, and I have known each other for about 2 years now and have been working together through that time. Yeah. So Ken has a letter that he wrote to our readers, our dedicated readers, which is in the Sopra Sun this week, and kind of gives us his perspective of his time over in Michigan.
Right.
And Ken, sorry. So
James, you make it sound like it's a foreign country. It's not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Well, it's definitely different here, that's for sure. Like I
bet.
Said in the article, so green, and you know, and these enormous hardwood trees that just grow up like 60, 70 feet high.
Wow.
It's just a very different and lush. So that does make it seem kind of foreign.
And you describe that. Sorry.
Yeah. Plus having this enormous freshwater lake that really looks more like the ocean.
Right.
Jeannie knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And she's been near Lake Superior. The Great Lakes are like nowhere else on the planet except maybe in Siberia or something.
And one other, so you had mentioned in your article about the lusciousness and this environment to Michigan. Can you also, talk a lot about climate change and how it's affecting the Great Lakes?
Yeah, well, at least in our little area here, you know, one of the things that's certainly noticed is winters aren't as cold as they used to be. And one of the problems that caused, especially when we've had these record high lake levels, is the barrier ice that used to form from the flows that would come across from, you know, with the prevailing winds and kind of pile up on the east, on the shore here, just either don't develop or they don't last very long. And you get these terrific storms in the fall and winter that can, have these, 6-8 foot high waves that just come crashing in. And with the high lake, it just completely knocked down the shoreline for, we lost like probably, 50 feet ashore or so, maybe more. These big dunes with mature trees on them that were just completely washed away. So that's been a pretty big deal. And one of the things is also that I didn't mention in the article that is of concern is that if it doesn't get cold enough in the winter, certain fruits like peaches and up north, the cherries, don't set. They have to kind of set the blossom before it forms, and that can hinder how much it blossoms. So that's something else. And then, of course, there's the issue with either well, there's more of certain bugs and fewer of others. The ones that are that we don't have as many of now are lightning bugs, which used to be just hordes of them, especially in like June and July.
Okay.
They're still here, but nothing like they were. And dragonflies.
Wow. Ken, we do have to let you go, but sure. I just want to know, when are you coming home?
We are heading out a week from next. So
okay,
like
wonderful.
The last full week of August. So anyway, nice to talk with you guys.
So wonderful talking with you, my friend. Thank you again for joining us. Ken Pletcher, everyone, thank you for joining Everything Under the Sun this week.
Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Take care.